I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The annual association's convention ended last week in Indianapolis with a number of significant actions taken. Today, we tell you about two of those. The Division I Big Five Conference autonomy members agreed to move forward with a significant student-athlete healthcare initiative. After hearing from several former student-athletes on the topic, the group approved conference members being required to provide medical coverage for athletically related injuries for at least 2 years after the student graduates or leaves school. The proposal, sponsored by the Big Ten and the Big 12, will provide coverage for student-athletes who do not qualify for the existing NCAA catastrophic insurance program. The Pac-12 conference already requires its member schools to offer similar coverage. A number of other actions covering dozens of topics were discussed and voted on at the autonomy meetings, including new benefits for graduate assistant and volunteer coaches, and a new rule allowing conferences to provide trophies to Scholar Athletes of the Year. Coming up, the big change one division made to their approach to student-athlete transfers on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
Members of NCAA Division III voted last week at the annual convention to adopt a policy that allows student-athletes who've graduated from D3 schools and have remaining eligibility to compete at another D3 school. The new rule, effective immediately, has time restrictions and requires that the student be working toward a second baccalaureate or graduate degree. It removes the previous restriction that a graduate student-athlete could only compete for their undergraduate school. The Division I Forum discussed their existing transfer rule with special attention given to football and basketball student-athletes, but no changes were voted on. Likewise, the D2 transfer rules are not affected by the new D3 policy. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.